For what are you grateful? Sometimes, as Sarah suggested, we just need to make a little list to name aloud or on paper the things and people and experiences in our lives that cause us to say thank you. In fact, Meister Eckhart, a 13th century German theologian, philosopher, and mystic, is quoted as saying, and you've probably heard me say this before, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, that will be enough. Sit with that for a minute. Thank you is a big enough prayer that someone claimed it could be our only prayer. But Meister Eckhart didn't just invent the idea that gratitude is important. Our faith claims it as well. The psalm we read this morning begins, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord." And with a quick glimpse in a concordance, I found at least 22 other psalms that use the words thanks and thankful. The Bible says gratitude is important. A 13th century mystic embraced it as the most important prayer, and even today, our culture knows the importance of gratitude. I love that Sarah brought a journal when she was talking about gratitude, because just this week I went on Amazon.com and did a search for gratitude journals. Do you know that over 50,000 results showed up just on Amazon? Why is saying thanks, being grateful, rooting ourselves in gratitude so important? Why is responding to kindnesses with the words thank you one of the first things we teach our children? Maybe it's because gratitude connects us with others. In the book Say Please, Say Thank You, Donald McCullough writes, "If I'm too busy to take 5 minutes to acknowledge a gift, I'm not simply in danger of Miss Manners hauling me before the court of public opinion and throwing the book of etiquette at me, but I'm just too busy for my own good and for the world's too. If I always move forward to the next task on my agenda without taking time to look back in gratitude to the good things I have been given, I allow my almighty self-importance to blind me to the truth of things, that I am completely dependent upon others, and every achievement of mine has been won through a team effort." See, gratitude reminds us that we are not in this alone. Gratitude gives us pause to remember how many, many people have made a difference in our lives. Gratitude also gives us, however fleeting and brief, a moment of contentment. It causes us to just be in the midst of our lives and to recognize the goodness of what surrounds us. It gives us pause to stop achieving and clamoring for something else, for more accumulation, for more praise, and gratitude simply asks us to appreciate what we already have. And perhaps those two things alone, even as admirable as they are, help us understand why our relationship with gratitude can be mixed at times. After all, clearly we believe in it. We teach it to our children. The stock of books on Amazon alone says that we long to be grateful. And yet, while gratitude connects us with others and causes us to be content, we also participate, often too willingly, in a world built on the fallacy of the self-made person and on the desire to keep getting and buying and accumulating more. And while gratitude is certainly not meant to be saved for the month of November or for the day of Thanksgiving, this time gives us a good chance to pause and to reorient ourselves, to recommit to living from a place of gratitude. After all, folks, the next holiday on our calendars, it's that one where we have habits of overspending and of giving and receiving so many things that we don't need, don't have room for, and won't even use. So what better time than now to pause, not only to say thank you, but to choose to live in a mode of thankfulness? What better time than now to make a commitment to not only teach our children to say the words thank you, but to choose as families to live from a place of connection and contentment, a place where maybe, just maybe, conversations and experiences shared together could start to replace screen time and overflowing closets. And what better time than now to re-root our relationship with God in gratitude as we pause with intention to realize and remember the many ways and places where God is showing up for us, ways and places we too often walk right by. And there's something else about gratitude. Not only does it connect us with God and each other, not only does it nurture contentment in us, but gratitude also causes us to be generous. After all, gratitude isn't just a passive feeling. It's not even just about taking time to write a handwritten note. But gratitude is a call to action. It moves us to the next step. In her book, Help, Thanks, Wow, Anne Lamott writes, "Gratitude almost always makes us willing to be of service. If it means you are willing," she says, "to stop being such a jerk." When you are aware of all that has been given to you in your lifetime or just in the past few days, it is hard not to be humbled and pleased to give back. Saying and meaning thanks leads to a crazy thought: what more can I give? Maybe Meister Eckhart was right. Maybe thank you, even if those are the only words we ever pray, is enough. Because whether we say it until we mean it, or whether we feel it and then learn to say it, whichever comes first in that proverbial chicken and egg question, either way, gratitude makes us better. When we have the discipline of saying thank you, that means that for even just a moment, we are noticing others who make a difference in our lives, noticing all that we have, noticing our connection. And when we notice, when we acknowledge God's presence with us and the presence of other people as well, when we acknowledge that we have so very much, so much more than we need, so much we can share, then we become better humans and we create a better world. It is good each year to have this holiday we call Thanksgiving. It is good that each year a day is carved out for us to be grateful. But what would happen if we chose it not just for a day? What if it were a series of days? Maybe weeks, maybe months. What if we chose to make the commitment that gratitude would be the very foundation from which we live? What would happen? How would we be different? How would the world change? Thanks. It's a simple and yet powerful prayer. And if we are open to it, it just might change us. And before we know it, with gratitude and in partnership with God, we just might change the world. Amen.